The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 91 26025.
And delighted to say that we're joined in studio this morning by Garda Gráinne Doherty. Gráinne, good morning.
Good morning, Donal.
It is a not the nicest of days out there now at this stage. You were saying to us it's starting to pour down with a vengeance.
We're well used to it at this stage.
We are indeed. Gráinne, a few things to get through on the slot this morning, and obviously if anyone can be of help with these investigations, that would be more than appreciated. We're starting at Burnfoot.
Yes. This is in relation to a road traffic collision. So Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to a single vehicle collision. It occurred at Ballydoreau, Burnfoot, quite close to the stables there, on Thursday the 15th of August, in and around 9:55pm to 10pm. Three people were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital following this collision to receive treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. We're asking anybody who may have witnessed the collision, who Gardaí have not yet spoken to please get in contact with us. We're appealing to any road users with a dash cam who travelled between the area of Sapa and Muff and Ballydoreau, Burnfoot, between 9:30pm and 10pm on that date to make contact with us. Any relevant information can be passed to Gardaí in Buncrana on 9320540.
And another incident on the roads, this time outside Letterkenny at the weekend.
Yeah, another single vehicle collision. Actually, this one happened at Rashidug, New Mills, in the early hours of Saturday the 17th of August, in around 1:04am. A vehicle collided with a wall at that location. So the vehicle was travelling between Glensfully and New Mills on a back road when this collision occurred. The driver was uninjured and the passenger received serious but non-life-threatening injuries. We're appealing to anybody who may have travelled within that area, again with a dash cam, to make contact with Gardaí. And if anybody witnessed this collision, we would like to speak to them also, and we'd ask them to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167 100.
A number of burglaries being investigated across the county, and we're starting way down south in Ballyshannon.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate again, like last week and the week before, you know, we're starting to see an increase again in these types of incidents. It's unfortunate. Gardaí and Ballyshannon are investigating this one. This burglary occurred at a holiday home in the area of Dromosk, Ballintra, between Monday the 29th of July and Wednesday the 14th of August. This was only recently discovered and reported to Gardaí. So the door of the property was forced open, entry was gained, and a variety of items were stolen from within. It's usually, you usually hear, you know, cash, things like that being stolen, but in this instance, car keys, chainsaws, rugs, alcohol, garden equipment, crystal, quite a variety of items were stolen. We're appealing to anybody who may have observed any type of suspicious activity or vehicles in that area during that time frame to make contact with Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071-985-8530, and the Garda Confidential line can be contacted on 1800-666-111, and that line can be contacted in relation to any of our appeals today.
Staying close to Ballyshannon this time, we're going to Rosnaula.
Yes, this burglary occurred at a premises in Rosnaula in the car park there near the beach between midnight and 9am on Sunday morning the 18th of August. A number of wetsuits and ear defenders were stolen from the premises. Entry was gained after a padlock was broken on a storage unit. The wetsuits were, thankfully, they were recovered in Sligo later that day, and they had been abandoned there at the roadside. We're appealing to anybody who may have been in the area of Rosnaula car park, or within that general area of the beach, or within Rosnaula itself, and who had a dash cam between Saturday night and Sunday morning past, to make contact with Gardaí. If anybody observed any suspicious vehicles, in particular vans, in the Rosnaula area on that date, please make Gardaí aware of this. And again, any relevant information can be passed to Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071-985-8530.
Travelling up now toward Kilmacrenan, Ballycairn, Kilmacrenan, and a burglary there at some point last week.
Yeah, a burglary occurred at Ballycairn, Kilmacrenan, between 6pm on Sunday the 11th of August and 8pm on Sunday the 18th of August. So the burglary occurred at the site of a house build. So there was a chain that was padlocked at the entrance to this site. The chain was cut and entry was gained, and a number of items were stolen. We're currently compiling a list of everything that was stolen, but we know that a cement mixer and a power washer have definitely been stolen from there. So we're appealing again to anybody who may have observed suspicious activity or vehicles in that area between those dates to make contact with Gardaí in Milford on 915-3060 or the Garda Confidential line again.
We don't very often get incidents on our offshore islands, but this week we do have one on Inishbofin.
We do, yeah, and it's quite an unfortunate incident. You know, it's an unusual one, all right. Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to an incident of criminal damage. This occurred at the community hall on Inishbofin Island there, Meanlara, Garda Hark. It occurred between 3 p.m. on Saturday, the 17th of August, and midday, Monday, the 19th of August, so just the weekend gone by there. A number of stained glass church windows, they were being stored within the hall, and they were smashed between those times. And the public have, you know, the public would have access to the hall. So it's a very recent incident, and we're asking residents in that area just to have a think back and recall if they observed any sort of suspicious activity in and around the community hall there on Inishbofin between those dates, or if they can offer any relevant information to us, to please contact Gardaí in Milford on 915-3060.
Heading to Letterkenny now, and the theft of a car.
Yes, so this car was stolen from Parkview Drive, Letterkenny, on Tuesday the 13th of August between 10:40 p.m. and midnight. And it was found in and around midnight in the area of Gartley Abandoned there. The rear passenger tyre of the car had been damaged. The car in question is a Silverado with a partial registration of 08D. So we're appealing to anybody who may have observed this car being driven within Parkview Drive or being driven and abandoned a short time later in Gartley between those times to make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167100.
Another vehicle theft, but this time a quad.
Yes, this incident happened in the area of Ballylennon, St Johnson, on Saturday the 17th of August in around 2 p.m. A quad was stolen from a shed, that location. It was driven a short distance down the road and abandoned there. Damage was caused to the front tyre of the quad. We're appealing to anybody, again, who may have observed any activity in that area that seemed untoward, or who may have any relevant information, to contact us in Letterkenny on 9167100.
Now, Alfie, the detector dog, has been busy around about Donegal, and people, a number of people I know have been asking Gardaí about Alfie and what Alfie is and what Alfie is doing. And you have a bit of information about Alfie, so we can get to know Alfie better.
We do, and we had a post on our Facebook page a few weeks ago about Alfie, the detector dog, and it'll appear on our Facebook page again later today. So members of the public may have seen Alfie at checkpoints across the Donegal division over the weekend. So Alfie is a detector dog, and he's with the Revenue Customs Service. Along with his handler, Alfie assisted our divisional drugs unit with checkpoints and searches throughout the weekend as part of Operation Tara. As part of this operation, 10 people were detected in possession of controlled drugs. One male was arrested and interviewed on suspicion of cultivating cannabis. He was interviewed and released pending analysis of the seized items and submission of a file to the DPP. A second male was arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving after failing to stop for Gardaí. Cocaine and cannabis with a market value of €3,150 was also seized during the operation. We're asking anybody who may have information in relation to the sale and supply of controlled drugs to contact the Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit in Confidence on 9167100, or, as always, the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111 or any Garda station.
Now, some questions that came into us last week, and one of them is an issue that crops up on a fairly regular basis, and sometimes you see number plates on cars and, you know, they look rather strange. But there is a very specific legal format that number plates must follow.
There is, yes. So bear with me now. I'll just run through the format of the number plates here. It's not too lengthy. So there are, as you said, there's strict rules about the format, dimensions and technical specifications of vehicle registration plates that are displayed on vehicles. The main requirements in relation to the format of the vehicle registration plate is the registration number. This consists of numbers and letters. It must be in black and it must be on a white reflective background. The name of the county of registration must be in Irish or Askaliga, for example, Ballyahaclea. The EU flag and the letters IRL must be placed on the left-hand side of the plate. The flag shows 12 gold stars in a circle with the letters IRL and white underneath. All on a blue reflective background, sorry. No other numbers, letters or marks should appear on your registration plate. They must be fixed to the front and rear of your vehicle and be clearly visible at all times. And at this time of year especially, we see cars, you know, especially with that weather, you know, cars may be muddy. And just please, we would ask people also to ensure that their number plates are visible. Go out, give them an odd wipe, you know, make sure that they're clear and visible at all times. If you're towing a trailer or caravan, a duplicate of the registration plate must be fixed to the back of the trailer or caravan. And if anybody would like to see just an example of, you know, a legal and acceptable registration plate, they can visit www.citizensinformation.ie and you can view them there.
Caller asks, when stopped at a checkpoint, what ID do I have to provide to the Gardaí?
Well, if you're stopped at a checkpoint, the only ID really that you would be likely to produce is your driving licence. So Gardaí are entitled to demand production of this if you are the driver of the vehicle at the roadside at a checkpoint.
And should you carry your licence with you at all times? I know, I mean, in the past it was a matter of produce your driving licence at a Garda station within 10 days. Is there now a law that says, look, you should have your driver licence with you at all times, or does the 10-day thing still hold?
Yeah, well, really and truly, it's advisable that you should have your driver licence with you at all times. But then in saying that, we can, you know, we do, when we demand production of a driving licence at the roadside and you don't have it there, we then give you 10 days and you're asked which station do you want to produce your driving licence at. So you will have that 10-day grace period then to produce your driving licence at a station of your choice.
But the reality now is driver's licence are now credit cards sized cards, so they're in our wallets, they're in the back of our phones. We are most likely carrying them with us anyway.
Exactly,
they're not the old unwieldy ones that we used to have.
There's no real excuse, I suppose, really, not to have your driving. You have your bank card with you, and as you say, it's the same format, same size as that, so really, everybody should have their driving licence with them.
Yeah, well, I know mine's in the wallet, in the pocket, along with everything else. Caller says, and this is an interesting one, I live beside a group of people, and there's absolutely no issue with them, but their behaviour walking on the narrow road in the area leaves a lot to be desired. How do I anonymously request a Garda to call to them regarding road safety? Obviously, caller just concerned that these people may be walking in a way that they perceive as being dangerous, and maybe they just need a bit of a reminder. What should the caller do?
Yeah, and you know, I think this is lovely. I thought it was lovely to read that question because I thought it was lovely to see, you know, a bit of community concern, but a community. It's nice to see, you know, and I'm sure these people too will appreciate the fact that the concern has been shown for them and for their safety. And I would advise this caller, contact your local district headquarters, you know, Letterkenny here, if that's their local headquarters. They can be contacted 9167100, Buncrana 9320540, Milford 9153060, or Ballyshannon 071985 8530. They can call, look, if they can give us a ring, and they can speak to a Garda member there. In relation to their concerns, they can request to remain anonymous. There's absolutely no issue there. And the Garda will be more than happy to call out to these people and to offer them advice in relation to road safety. So there's no issue there at all. And in fact, just when we're on that topic, we're going to hopefully now get more reflective vests in the next couple of weeks or so. It's getting into that time of year now. The evenings are starting to fall, and we're going to I'll mention it here anyway. Whenever we have them in stock, just let people know that they can call to the station for them.
And just a reminder to the people that when we say the Milford district, that now encompasses what used to be the Dentys district. So Milford stretches right out towards the Rosses, Wadora, Clonhilly, Hornhead, etc. All of that is encompassed by Milford.
Yeah, well, do you know what? You can ring any Garda station anyway, and we can pass the message on to the local Garda. Yeah.
Now, text alert groups, and they're a very, very important sort of part of the fabric of security in the county. There's a meeting taking place tomorrow night, Wednesday, August 21st, in Letterkenny for the groups.
Yeah, so we have 12 text alert groups within the Letterkenny district. So we're holding a meeting for those groups in the Station House Hotel tomorrow night, Wednesday the 21st, and it starts at 7 p.m. Light refreshments will be served, and everybody is more than welcome to attend. So we have sent out messages to the groups by email already, but just to issue a wee reminder about it, you know, and we're hoping for a good turnout.
And again, as you said earlier, the nights are starting to close in. So, you know, as the nights close in, there's also maybe the risk of more theft or whatever taking place at night. There's more cover of darkness now. Important that people are keeping an eye out.
And we will have our crime prevention officer also, Sergeant Fergus McGrory. He'll be at the meeting also to say a few words. So if people would like to meet him as well, they're welcome to come along.
Now, there's been a lot of open days being held by the emergency services, and I know you've been yourself personally involved in quite a few of them. Another one taking place this coming weekend in Bundoran.
Yeah, weather permitting, I'm sure. But you know, the RNLI and Emergency Services Open Day, this is taking place on Sunday the 25th of August between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. at Bundoran RNLI Life Boat Station at West End Bundoran. There's going to be displays there by the RNLI, the Ambulance Service and Garda Síochána, Bundoran Fire Service and more. And it's going to be a great day out for all the family. We're looking forward to taking part, and we're hoping that, you know, people will come along. Now, weather dependent, as I said, you know, it's hard to plan any sort of event in that weather the past few weeks or months, but hopefully the weather will play ball, the sun will come out, and we're looking forward to a good day at it.
And there's been quite a few very successful ones recently. I see the front pages of the papers. I see your beaming face crop up from time to time, which is wonderful to see.
It's not often described as a beaming face, but thanks to one of
them. You're welcome, Grania. and that's it for now from our Community Garda information slot. Grania Doherty, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Next Tuesday at 10:15. But for now, Garda Grania Doherty, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Don.
The Community Garda information information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero-wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 912-6025.